says Tanya J. Powers. The NFL expanding coronavirus testing protocols amid a flare-up of cases.
The greatest change, perhaps, the NFL will begin to test players, coaches, and some staff members on game days, which it hadn't done to this point. But rapid tests will get conducted at team hotels, and more bioreference testing staff will travel with teams.
Fox's Jared Max. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a frontal system moving through the state today, a sun and cloud mix. In fact, I think we'll see a good bit of sunshine during the afternoon. Pretty comfortable today, too, with a high around 80. Comfortably cool, clear skies tonight, overnight low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow and Thursday, simply beautiful. Highs in the low to mid-80s, low humidity. The second cold front arrives Thursday night, and the coolest air is yet to come. Friday's high 71, down to 44 Saturday morning. That's great stuff. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. For the first time this school year, students in Montgomery Public Schools have the option of returning to in-person learning starting today. Students will have their temperature checked before they enter the school building. They will be required to wear a face mask. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 146,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Health officials say over 2,500 people have died. We do also know that more than 71,000 people have now recovered from the virus. And Montgomery residents and business leaders are working to get the faces of victims of violence on billboards around the city. They hope that putting a face to the homicide numbers will help cut down on crime in Montgomery and make the city a safer place. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, my name is Twan Nettles Jackson, and I'm the owner of Jackson Tax Service. And when it comes to advertising my business, Blue Water Broadcasting is my number one choice. I've been using them for several years, and they've definitely helped increase my business. What are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on either the Squeakway Farm Market gift basket drawing or the Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card. You can spend that $50 gift card anywhere you want to. That's a really good deal. John Williams is a very generous guy. Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's see where we want to go here next. Let's go to the rally. President Trump ramps up rally schedule. Listen how CBS plays this.
We're going to begin with President Trump. He is back on the campaign trail in Florida, looking and sounding very much the same as he did before he was hospitalized with the coronavirus. He delivered a very familiar attack lines before a mostly maskless crowd for more than an hour.
Even though new cases are rising in more than three dozen states, the president continues to downplay the severity of the pandemic, and he touts himself as a success story. Ben Tracy is at the White House. Ben, Dr. Anthony Fauci says events like these are asking for trouble. Is the Trump campaign taking any new precautions?
No, they basically did what they've been doing. They handed out masks. They suggested people use them. Very few people did. And then take a look at this. This is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis walking around, high-fiving people in the crowd. He's then later seen actually rubbing his nose. Now, President Trump is pressuring his campaign to set up a lot more of these rallies between now and Election Day.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful.
After 11 days off the campaign trail to recover from the virus, President Trump was very much back in his element Monday night.
I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
Just hours before he spoke, his doctor said he is now tested negative. But CBS medical contributor Dr. David Agus says the antigen tests the president was given are less sensitive than a PCR test and are designed to be used earlier in diagnosis.
Okay, so DeSantis rubbing his nose, he was literally rubbing his nose like that.
Yeah.
That's it. So he's obviously a super spreader. And, I mean, it was a raucous event last night. Big, big crowd. I was very impressed with it. But notice how the tone is, Trump's still doing something wrong.
Well, and DeSantis talked to the same doctors behind that Great Barrington Declaration. They don't like the lockdown policies, and these are top-notch doctors, Harvard, Oxford, Stanford. And DeSantis consulted with them, Kolddorff, Gupta, Bhattacharya, or the doctors.
The ones that were on Laura Ingraham's show.
Mm-hmm.
That was an excellent piece, by the way.
And you can tell they're getting a lot of traction with that online petition. A lot of public health officials, medical professionals, and the public have signed it. And DeSantis took their advice, and I think it's the right advice.
Well, now even the WHO has changed their mind on this thing. So
exactly.
We're moving in the right direction here. The world of common sense. But they'll never admit, the media will never, ever admit that they overplayed this whole thing. So President Trump ramps up rallies, tries to win back seniors. Very important, particularly in Florida and some other key states, and we'll talk about this.
Still, Mr. Trump appeared to have plenty of energy, talking for just over an hour.
I'm in such great shape.
The crowd was packed in shoulder to shoulder, most of them not wearing masks. The president himself did not wear one at the rally or in Washington as he boarded Air Force One. Dr. Anthony Fauci says with COVID cases quickly rising across the country, these rallies just make no sense.
We know that is asking for trouble when you do that.
In an interview with the Daily Beast, he also accused the Trump campaign of harassment by using him in a campaign ad without permission.
I can't imagine that anybody could be doing more.
And making it appear like he was praising President Trump's handling of the virus, which he was not. Fauci is warning them to not do it again.
You know, that would be terrible. I mean, that would be outrageous if they do that. In fact, that might actually come back to backfire on them.
That's Donald Trump's presidency. 215,000 dead because of COVID.
Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigned in Ohio Monday, talking to union workers who remain socially distanced in their car. He said President Trump was irresponsible in how he handled his own coronavirus infection.
His reckless personal conduct since his diagnosis has been unconscionable. The longer Donald Trump is president, the more reckless he seems to get.
A new poll show Biden leading President Trump in several crucial swing states, and CBS News has learned that the Trump campaign is launching a multi-million dollar ad campaign to try to win back seniors, because polls earlier this month show they now favor Joe Biden by a wide margin.
And that will be one of those things that if he can get that and get the seniors, he can lock Florida up. He's doing great with Hispanics, doing great with millennials, doing great with suburban women, and the suburban women are really the key. I wish he could do as well that he's doing in Florida with suburban women and do that same thing in Ohio and Missouri and particularly Iowa outside of Des Moines area. But seniors, it seems that COVID-19 has kind of scared some of the seniors. They feel vulnerable and they kind of blame Trump for that. I attribute a lot of that to the media, but he does need to come up with a way to fix that. And there are not too many states that you really need to hit that hard. Florida is certainly one of them. And DeSantis may be the answer to that question that I'm getting to that. Okay, so Joe Concha, which I'm starting to like more and more and more. This guy is great. CNN interpreting the news, imagine.
An historic day on the Hill, a senator's grill, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, at least one-way grilling. But almost as soon as it began, CNN cut away from their coverage of the live hearing, offering up their own analysis instead.
Just what she's written as a professor suggests that she would be much more open to reconsidering Roe.
No protections for LGBT people. No protections for women. This is the approach that Judge Barrett endorsed.
They just don't seem to care how many people get sick and how many people die, so long as they can push their justice through.
Here to react is media reporter for The Hill, Joe Concha. Joe, good morning to you. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you're probably not surprised by this, right?
It's expected. I embrace it now at this point because I predict beforehand, okay, this is what's going to happen here in terms of coverage. And sure enough, that's how it works at this point. That's amazing about CNN, Jillian, cutting out from the testimony of Amy Coney Barrett and the questions going back and forth from lawmakers. It's almost as if they're saying, okay, don't listen to what's actually happening live right now on the Senate floor. No, you're going to, or in the Senate chamber. No, you're now going to listen to us instead, where we will interpret everything that is happening and give you, of course, not a fair and balanced, to borrow a phrase, but type of approach. But we're actually going to then instead give you the most anti-conservative, anti-Barrett sort of rhetoric possible. And look, this is the same network that covers every minute of every Joe Biden campaign speech, but will not show you even 1 minute of President Trump's campaign speeches. And this is called the bias of omission. It's the worst kind of bias that's out there, because you're literally keeping information from your viewers, in this case with Coney Barrett, or when it comes to the two presidential candidates, Jillian.
Okay, so he's talking about, specifically he's talking about CNN. MSNBC was actually worse to me. Joy Reid, unbelievable lady. So I'm flipping back over to her, so I'm home and kind of seeing what's going on. She literally said these words. I tried to find an audio of it, but when she's on, you don't just get a segment of her. You have to really dig for it. She said, and literally said this, I cannot believe that they think that this woman is qualified. I was stunned. This lady is so much smarter than Joy Reid ever could dream of being.
Right.
And a level of understanding of critical thinking that Joy Reid has never experienced in her life, even if she had a wild couple of years doing drugs. She never could have that kind of thinking process.
And you're saying that probably also willing to admit that Amy Coney Barrett's much smarter than both of us. I mean, this woman is.
Let me tell you, she owns that room.
Yeah.
She is owning it. And, I mean, she's somebody I really would like to meet at a cocktail party and just have a conversation with.
Likewise.
Over a really good glass of wine. But these people are just nuts. It's like they're not showing you her. They're just standing up, espousing their viewpoint of it. And this is what is wrong with where we are right now. I am looking at the media in so much more of a critical light than I had, because I really attribute the fact that where these polls are and where the kind of the Trump operation is right now to the media. If the media would just play it straight down the middle, Trump would be doing great. But everything Trump does is wrong. They refuse to show anything of Joe Biden. They refuse to talk about mistakes of Joe Biden. When he says, "I'm running for the Senate," you don't hear squat about that. They're just now picking up with the packing the court. And they are starting to parrot the, well, it really is the Republicans that are packing the court. They're doing things that are basically unconstitutional and illegal. No, they're not. They're doing something that's very constitutional. Let me go to a break. Coming back to more Joe Concha and your calls right after this. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Or can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to CJ. CJ, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Dan?
Doing great.
Well, it's got a great show going. I want to agree with you about the media. It's just painfully obvious. you know, you said you're being more critical than ever, but I was this way with Obama. It seems like the media was just another arm of the Democratic Party, and it's even more evident now. It's really sad to see that. That's what it is. And I remember back to Bush, George Bush, you know, he's in the Gulf in Afghanistan, and every alphabet soup news would start up with, you know, day 400 in Afghanistan, 3,400 soldiers dead under the George Bush administration. That's how every news report started off.
Oh, yeah. Don't you remember the way ABC would list the dead every week?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not a big George Bush fan by any means, but this election is not for Biden or Kamala, or it's for Biden, Kamala, and the media. It's really to see if the media can win the election. That's what it is. They're not news. They're just an editorial media. There's no news anymore. Not there. Not on TV.
I absolutely agree with that. And let me tell you, it used to be bad. Now it is really bad because it's so tilted just one way. At least when Bill Clinton did something wrong, they would point that out. They don't, yep. You know, Joe Biden can do no wrong.
No, and I don't say that they're in the tank. I just say they're all together behind whatever agenda they believe in. It's probably so far reaching it would be scary to understand.
Yeah, well, they hate Trump so much, and they have a commonality, and Biden and the Dems need to be saved, and so their job is to save the planet by saving the Democrat Party.
Wow. Nuts.
It is indeed, my friend.
Really is. But thanks for doing what you do. Love the show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Oh, back to the Clippos. Joe Concha, public opinion on believing the news. Interesting stats within this.
Joe, why don't they want their viewers to see this?
That's a good question, right? Probably because they could actually make up their own minds if they hear from the justice nominee that's possible, and because they want to control their own narrative. They want to control the message. They want to give their viewers comfort food and telling them what they want to hear, perhaps, instead of what they should hear. And it's why, quite frankly, they're a distant third right now in terms of ratings, because people now see through the bias, right? Gallup just had a poll out just a couple of weeks ago that showed that 86% of the American people, so it's not just conservatives, not just Republicans, 86% of the American people believe that the media is biased. 84% believe that it bears the blame for divide in this country. And this is what this sort of coverage does. It divides the country. It only tells half the story. Therefore, only half the audience is getting what they should be hearing. Instead, they're getting what they want to hear. And that's not news anymore. That's infotainment.
Senator, those are interesting statistics. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, is that it is so tilted, and the public basically only knows what they know, and what they know is what the media tells them. Most people are not as plugged in as you guys are and really do some reading offline and trying to gather information. They just, whatever they're being told on ABC, NBC, and CBS is what they believe. And that's scary. And that's how they come up with the conclusions that they do. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
Good, my friend, and you?
I'm doing fine out here in this beautiful weather.
You're talking to two guys up. Talking about two guys up in the attic now.
I believe I heard this morning something about a little bit of a cold front coming in.
Yeah, you're going to be down in the 40s on Friday and Saturday.
Right. Well, guys, my president is back on the campaign trail, looking good, crowd excited. Americans are excited to step up to the plate. This election comes down to one thing, and it's do you love America, or do you fundamentally want to change America? And I think we decided that last election. But still, as I said last time, Dan, elections have consequences. And after President Trump got elected and all that he's been through, I can't wait to see some of the consequences start to arrive from it all. And so look forward to Election Day, going out Election Day and vote at the voting booth. I'm not kowtowing to the fear of the left of the world. Dan, I figure if people want to be so scared of COVID, you better not go outside. There might be a snake out there somewhere, or a raccoon with rabies, or maybe you might run across a swarm of killer bees.
Oh, no.
People get out there and live your lives and go out and vote. And let's keep America great for 4 more years. And let's get that mess in Washington cleaned up and give our president the opportunity to finish what he started. And I'm looking forward to it, Dan.
So you feel pretty good that Trump's going to win?
It's always a realm of possibility that something could go wrong here. But if I think if it comes down to the clear voters, and I'm not really comfortable with some of this other early stuff they're doing and stuff, I don't know enough to even comment on that, if there'd be a lot of fraud involved in it or not. But I'm pretty confident in the American people standing up for America. And I think over the last 3 years, they have seen enough. And I think the shocking number that they need to poll is how many people in America want to see the people locked up with all this stuff that went on in the last 4 years or 3 years.
Yeah, an interesting thing is when you ask the question, you remember Reagan saying, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Mm-hmm. And that was a defining question in a moment during the debate in 1980. That question is being asked in 2020. And believe it or not, 56% of the people, 56% of the people say that they're doing better now than they were 4 years ago. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think the one thing good that came from the Obama administration is that he was so awful and he wanted to go so fast forward and doing so many things. He reached too far and came out the closet too much on what his intentions was. And that, I think that is really what elected Trump is not Donald Trump, is the people wanting their country back.
Yeah, the president that succeeds another president is the opposite of that president. So that's why Joe Biden is trying to be the opposite of Donald Trump. And the question is, do you want to continue on with Donald Trump, or do you want the opposite of him? And, you know, Ronald Reagan was the opposite of Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was the opposite of Richard Nixon. And Bill Clinton certainly was the opposite of George Herbert Walker Bush.
I got you. All right, Dan. Well, y'all can put me in. Joey is 10-18. This is going to be the weekend. So.
Is this the put him in for the electroshock therapy, Joey?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the birthday?
It will be. It's October the 18th.
Gotcha.
You're in, Ronnie. I hope you enjoy your electric shock therapy.
Okay, and I'll be enjoying it if I win this weekend, because this weekend will be my birthday.
Is your birthday coming up?
Yes, it is.
How old are you going to be, buddy?
I'm not telling.
Hey, Joe, you know what that means. That means he's old.
I'm older than I should be, I guess. I don't know.
Well, happy birthday to you, Rodney.
Hey, guys. Look, y'all keep on doing
this. We're putting your name in for both drawings, the Mortgage Corporation in the South and the Sweet Creek.
All right. Sounds good. If I win, I'll have to wear my early Halloween mask when I go pick it up.
How's it doing, my friend?
All right, Dan. Talk to y'all later.
Thanks. Gonna be back right after this. Even though you want me to, I can't wait forever.
The Dan Morris Show. Time won't let me. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
It's TV's night of smash hit. Musical guessing games. It all starts with an epic showdown on The Masked Singer.
The best performance all season.
Incredible!
Then, Kim Jong hosts TV's number one new show.
Who has a voice from heaven?
And who sounds like a dying cat?
Nicole Scherzinger joins the fun on I Can See Your Voice.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
With United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like free annual eye exams to help you see more clearly.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Plus, get free designer frames and free prescription lenses. It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com.
Vision benefits vary by plan and are not available with all plans. Additional charges may apply for out-of-network services. Annual routine eye exam and $100 to $400 allowance for covered eyewear every 1 to 2 years.
Wow.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a frontal system moving through the state today, a sun and cloud mix. In fact, I think we'll see a good bit of sunshine during the afternoon. Pretty comfortable today, too, with a high around 80. Comfortably cool, clear skies tonight, overnight low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow and Thursday, simply beautiful. Highs in the low to mid-80s, low humidity. The second cold front arrives Thursday night, and the coolest air is yet to come. Friday's high 71, down to 44 Saturday morning. That's great stuff. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I've never seen you looking so bad, my funky woman. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone.
Ah, yes.
Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world...
Back to Joe Concha, talking about CNN shaving the news. Terminology you're going to hear a lot more of.
Quick tale of the tape on this. Take a look at the numbers. Total duration of hearing, 4 hours, 18 minutes. CNN coverage, 45 minutes and 15 seconds. Do you think they adapt their coverage the rest of the week in light of these criticisms?
I don't think they care about the criticism. I honestly don't. I think they're going to do what they're going to do. I think they have a formula that works best with their audiences. And unless the criticism starts to come from places like the New York Times or the Washington Post or maybe NBC's media team type of thing, they won't care because they'll see it as, we're getting hit by the right. We're not going to let that impact us. Only when they get hit by the left is when suddenly CNN changes. I'll give you one example. Steve Scully, right? The C-SPAN moderator. He that was a big story, right, where he tweeted out to Anthony Scaramucci, of all people, should I respond to Trump? And then he said he was hacked over it. And the Commission on Presidential Debates actually had to put out a statement saying that he was hacked. And C-SPAN had to put out a statement saying that he was hacked. CNN did not touch that story for even 1 second, a legitimate media story. Again, the bias of omission, going by your own rules instead of what should be the basic rules of journalism, guys.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to John D. John D., how are you, my friend?
Well, you know those patches they give you on a cruise line when you got motion sickness?
Yep.
Yeah, I put one of those on after watching the hearing at lunchtime.
Yeah?
I was just starting to feel a little seasick, queasy, nauseated. Let me tell you who the king is. The king of crud is, for lack of a better word. It just popped into my head. Sheldon Whitehouse.
Oh, man, absolutely.
That guy.
That guy, before he was a senator, was a pimp somewhere.
Right. Right. What he reminds me of is one of the guys at Delta House defending them at the hearing to revoke their charter on the movie Animal House.
I remember that.
Yeah, just kind of, I could picture him drunk, okay? I hate to say that. I just picture him knocking back a few and saying whatever comes to his mind, which appears to be almost slanderous. Just your listeners out there, just Google the guy, okay? And even I think the New York Times noted that Mr. Dark Money takes dark money himself.
Yeah, but he played the dark money card today.
He did. Conspiracy. And let me tell you something. It ought to be chilling for all of us conservatives to see how they single out people like Carrie Severino. She's hurting them, isn't she? And now she has a target on her back, thanks to them. Okay? So I wonder if they'll, why didn't he post her home address and her cell phone number? Just a personal attacks on conservative activists. And they're trying to send a chilling message. I will say this, and I never thought I would say this. With Judge Bork, while they twisted things, it was about the impact of Judge Bork's prior writings and stuff. And he should have been a little more circumspect on some of the things he wrote and the way he wrote it. Now, don't get me wrong. They still smeared the guy, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
But with Clarence Thomas and Kavanaugh, they had, although flimsy untrue, half-baked, unbelievable personal smears is what they were. But in this particular case, Amy Coney Barrett is just drawing them out. In other words, they have nothing. They have nothing of any substance. This is strictly about intimidating a judge into ruling the way that you want them to, and you're going to make all of these allegations and all of these false claims, knowing that they're going to be confirmed, right? But you, don't you think, how could Amy Coney Barrett not think about all of the lies that they threw at her when she is writing an opinion or a concurrence or voting on the Affordable Care Act case? How could she not? And that's their whole purpose. In other words, go ahead and rule like we think you're going to rule. And then when you do, well, you just validate our smears. It's intimidation. And I'm going to tell you something. With this is one reason alone not to vote Democratic in your lifetime in a national election. Never. Because these people do not respect the rule of law. And if you continue down the path that they and their BLM and Antifa supporters have got us on, we'll be Romania in 20 years. I'm not kidding. It's for those that respect the rule of law and know a little bit about it, what you saw and heard today was chilling. Okay? They've got somebody they can't smear, okay? And she's cautious and she's smart. And she's really pretty much perfect, right? So let's just go with the intimidation. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think she's by far the smartest person in the room, number one. And they are looking not so smart when they're talking to her, particularly how politely she can correct them on the case. She's not even looking at the case. She's doing everything from memory, and they're reading their notes.
Right. She has no notes, yeah. As she showed. She has no notes. Golly. Hey, please tell me, when does Tokyo Rose question her again? Because I just can't take any more of that. That was just unbelievable, the lady from Hawaii.
Yeah, I think they put her on the bench somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Golly. Hey, guys, continue the fight.
You have a great day. Be safe.
See ya.
Let's go back to Joe Concha. Associated Press picking up Dems' talking points and publishing them.
The AP was called out for adopting Democratic language on court packing that was forced to issue a correction. So you can see it on your screen right here, and this reads, quote, Bullock said that if Coney Barrett was confirmed, he would be open to measures to depoliticize the court, including adding judges to the bench, a practice critics have dubbed packing the courts. This is the editor's note then, and this says, quote, this story has been edited to make clear that it is Bullock's opinion rather than a fact that adding justices to the Supreme Court would depoliticize the court. What's your reaction to that?
People have to understand, Jillian, what the Associated Press, what AP does, they're a wire service. Therefore, a lot of local papers that have had a lot of layoffs depend on the wire services to fill their papers. And when you start to put this sort of propaganda out there, quite frankly, opinion, that's an issue. You, as the AP, you have to report the facts because that's literally the only reason why you exist. And even their AP style guide, and I'll let you guys go after this, they told the reporters and editors, they urged them not to use the word riot anymore in any of their stories. Tell the people of Portland that, who have seen 100 and something straight nights of riots going on. So this is what's going on. Even at the Associated Press, which you would think would be benign, is absolutely not.
It really is. I mean, you just pick up the Montgomery Advertiser and look at the rip and read stuff that they're pulling off the wire and off Gannett, and it's just this spewing of a very liberal cause. It's very difficult to pick up the Montgomery Advertiser and not really feel like you're in a East Coast city reading some of this stuff. Which is why the Montgomery Advertiser is suffering so much out there. Okay, so Bill Hemmer is going to be talking to Carrie Severino and Andrew McCarthy. Talking about Carrie first on Amy Coney Barrett's hearing.
Courts have a vital responsibility to the rule of law, which is critical to a free society. But courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life.
So that was the opening statement from Judge Barrett, making her case about why she should fill the vacancy of the Supreme Court. We are just now beginning these hearings. I want to bring in our team, Andy McCarthy, former assistant U.S. attorney, Fox News contributor, and Carrie Severino, president of the Judicial Crisis Network and former law clerk to Justice Clarence Thomas. Good day to both of you. Ladies first. Carrie, the whole argument about Obamacare and the ACA that came out of almost every Democratic senator's mouth today during the opening statements, can this now hurt Republicans? We're crossing over the legal bounds of the political side here. Can it hurt Republicans in this election?
Yeah, that clearly seems to be what Democrats are trying to do. The one thing they didn't want to talk about during the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court justice is that potential justice. Amy Coney Barrett herself was nowhere to be found in their comments. They only wanted to talk about Obamacare. I can only conclude it's because they think that polls better and they realize she is such an outstanding nominee. She's so qualified. Even the liberal ABA says she is well qualified for this position, their highest rating. So they don't want to talk about her. They'd rather talk about complete speculation. I don't think anyone thinks she's really the fifth vote to overturn Obamacare. And the idea that a mother of a child with special needs wants to eliminate pre-existing conditions is crazy. They're trying to make these policy arguments. It's totally inappropriate. What we should be talking about here is the outstanding nominee before the American people.
Okay, so Papa B is sending me pictures from Destin. He's at Pelican Beach. The sand is sugar white, sitting outside, nice temperature, having a great time. Are we jealous? Yes!
Yes. Goodness.
Okay, Papa B, you need to slow down a little bit. Let me go to a break. Coming back with Andrew McCarthy talking about overturning the ACA and how ridiculous that is.
The Dan Morris Show.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Final segment on a Tuesday. Got an appointment to go to. We've got Braves game to watch. Got to do a little grocery shopping. Nobody gets hurt. So let's go back to Andrew McCarthy talking about overturning the Affordable Care Act.
Same question, Andy, and I know this is not a legal question. It's more of a political question, or how viewers or the voting public perceives the hearings to unfold. Can this line of argument hurt Republicans?
Well, I think, Bill, that the Republicans could have done a little bit better job rebutting this today. But Judge Barrett, I think, has begun to roll that back. In the excerpt that you just read, I think the next line or two that she talks about there is that it's not a judge's job to do policy. And frankly, I think it's unfortunate that this is teed up. This Obamacare case the Supreme Court's going to hear on November 10th is teed up timing-wise for this. But I frankly don't think there's a single vote on the Supreme Court to overturn Obamacare in toto. And the idea that Amy Barrett is being put on the Supreme Court to invalidate that statute is just absurd.
Jonathan Turley and Ken Starr seem to be making the same point earlier today during our coverage. Did I hear them correctly earlier today, Andy?
Yeah, I think you absolutely did, Bill. I think no one who's looked at this thinks the Supreme Court is going to throw out Obamacare in toto. And my personally, having looked at it, I don't think there's a single vote to do it on the Supreme Court.
Let's go to the phones. Go to Emory. Emory, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, you talked kind of quick there. My thought was this. You know, we're talking about Supreme Court, right?
Yes.
Yes, and packing the court or not packing the court. You know, that whatever.
Well, we're talking about a nominee right now, but go ahead.
Correct. And also a nominee, a little-known fact. Well, I didn't know it for years, but you know you actually don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to have a law degree to be on the Supreme Court.
I know.
Is that a common fact? I mean, is that a common knowledge for people? Well,
I'm not sure if it's common, but we knew that.
Supreme Court, you would automatically think they were, you know, a student of law. And No, the Supreme Court uses a little bit of common sense. You ain't got to be an ambulance chaser or however you get your start.
Yeah, you don't have to be an attorney. You don't have to have a law license.
Correct. You don't have to know the ins and outs of the law to how to get around it or skate it or whatever. Just common sense. That was the founder's idea, anyway. Just a thought I would throw in there.
Well, I appreciate you adding that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so where were we? So now Kerry's going to be talking about the overturning the Affordable Care Act and Biden's jackass statement. Yes, I did say that.
Kerry, here is Joe Biden on health care. Critical line in the middle of this comment from today. Watch.
We're already in the midst of a real fight here. Everyone knows in 28 days, 20 million Americans may lose their health care. This nominee said she wants to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. The president wants to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Let's keep our eye on the ball. This is about whether or not in less than one month, Americans are going to lose their health insurance.
Okay, Kerry, the key line is this nominee, meaning Judge Barrett, says she wants to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Now, she did write in 2017 that the ruling by Chief Roberts was beyond its plausible meaning to save the statute. Does that mean that Judge Barrett would get rid of Obamacare?
Absolutely not. That's totally false. She's never talked about the policy goals of Obamacare. She simply talked about that one particular legal challenge, which incidentally is different than the case coming up before the Supreme Court this time. And it was in the context there. I think they're taking it way out of context. It's really just scaremongering. I think Andy's right. The idea that she would be the deciding vote to overturn Obamacare in toto is complete speculation on the part of the Democrats and is trying to change the subject.
Okay, I think we can fit this in. Bill Hemmer's going to ask both of them about court packing and how Amy Coney Barrett will do today. Listen in.
To both of you, and Kerry first, do you think Joe Biden needs to answer this question within 3 weeks?
as to whether or not he would expand the court.
Oh, 100%. Contrary to what he says, the American people deserve to know. And how can they vote and tell what the president, what they want their president to do if the nominee won't tell them? Would you expand the court? Would you add seats for purely partisan motives to the court? Joe Biden should tell America what he wants to do with the court.
Okay, so it seems, Andy, that the longer you allow it to linger, the more radioactive it becomes. Do you think he needs to answer?
Yeah, and then you get like hilarious exchanges like you just had with Senator Kaine, where he says somehow it's not the president's business. Biden's not answering because this is a congressional thing. I think that would have been surprising to FDR, about whom the court packing history of the United States, that story is actually about. And I don't know how he thinks you would get court packing done if the president didn't sign off on it. So, you know, they're coming up with some real whoppers as to why he can't answer this question. I think he's got to answer.
I have less than 60 seconds for you both to answer. How do you expect tomorrow to go?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great opportunity to hear from Barrett herself and finally maybe get into some of the actual record of her, how her jurisprudence is and what her approach to the court would be. I'm excited to hear from her.
Andy?
I think the best thing about this nomination, Bill, is the nominee. And the more she's center stage answering questions, the better it is.
Ditto on that. Brett Baer is going to be talking about it on America's Newsroom for day two. Listen in.
Day two, I guess, Brett. One of the things I'm looking forward to is trying to hear how Republicans who are up for re-election in 3 weeks, in fact, from today, how they, what kind of a line of questioning they go here. Senator Feinstein on the list will go second. You remember 3 years ago when she talked about Judge Barrett's faith. And mentioned that now infamous quote, the dogma lives loudly within you. I don't know if she will go there. My expectation is that she will hold her fire on that comment from 3 years ago.
I will give good odds, Bill, that she will not use the word dogma, nor will any other senator on the Democratic side. I don't think the faith issue is going to come up prominently at all because we are so close to this election. 21 days, 3 weeks from today is this election. And remember, 8 senators up for re-election on this committee, 1 vice presidential nominee. But more importantly, as you think about the health care issue, as Shannon mentioned, it's not really a huge issue with this justice to be. It is somewhat possible. I mean, it's possible that the law could be voted down, but it's not likely at all, and nobody in the field really believes it. But it is enough to hang Democrats' hat on that peg and say this is an issue because it's one of the top issues for voters around the country. And Democrats see an opportunity here in this hearing to play this out, not only for this justice where they don't have the votes, justice to be likely, but also for voters in 21 days.
Joey, thank you for a great show.
Good show, good show.
Guys, be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Gray Bedell the Great, he's next. Adios.